took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for this morning is, are you a game changer? Are you a game changer? Pain is nothing but fear leaving your body. Our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 26. While you're getting your word ready, I remind you that you can tune in live with me by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And if for any reason you miss the broadcast live, you can hear it on my ministry website after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That website is feeldfire.com. F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. And finally, I remind you that today is Triple Threat Tuesday, where you get motivated, educated, and get heard. I'll tell you more about that during the announcement section. Now, I am on the road this morning, so if you hear a different sound in the broadcast, that's why. Let's go into our word. 1 Samuel 17 and 26, coming from the KJV. And David asked, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dares to defy the armies of the living God?" And that is also from the New Living Translation. What is our topic for this morning? Are you a game changer? Pain is the sound of fear leaving your body. I'll never forget being on that bus when I was 17 years old, pulling up to this location about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was exhausted along with the other people on the bus. I really thought that maybe I'd be able to get some rest and then start on my journey the following morning. However, when that bus pulled up to this facility, all of a sudden, a group of men charged the bus, and they were on the bus yelling, "Get off the bus! Get off the bus now!" And I was just bewildered. Oh, my God, what in the world? You know, I don't know what's going on right now. And so they called me out of my name, and they said, "Get off the bus." And I replied, "That's not my name. My name is Rossi Williams." Well, I don't know what behooved me to say that, but I paid the price for making that comment. And as I was paying the price, the men were yelling, "This pain," because I was yelling and screaming, I'm going to tell you, "This pain that you're experiencing is fear leaving your body. This is the fear leaving your body." Well, fast forward about a year and a few months later, and I'm on that journey, and I'm just really existing. I only went there just to exist, just to attain particular things, and all of a sudden, I decided that I didn't want to just exist anymore. I wanted to really make some changes. So I reached out to my first cousin, who was a recruiter in the military, a nurse recruiter, and I began to talk with him about this. And to make a long story short, I was awarded a 4-year scholarship by the military to attend Tuskegee University. So I go to Tuskegee, and I am in no way extraordinary at that point. I'm just ordinary Rossi. And while I'm in ROTC, I decide I want the Ranger team. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the military, the Rangers are to the Army what the SEALs are to the Navy and Special Forces are to the military. And so on that Ranger team, you had to try out, meaning you had to compete. We had to rappel. You had to run. You had to do physical fitness tests. But the caveat is that everything was done at the Army's male standard. So I decided I was going to try out for the Ranger team. And I'll never forget the other Rangers laughing at me because in Tuskegee's over 100-year history, they'd never had a female Ranger. And so they're laughing at me. The platoon sergeant is saying, Williams, you can't do this. And remember, all of the officers and trainers there are prior military. They're retired military or active duty. And they said, Williams, you can't do this. So we started out with the training. Stay with me now. I'm talking about, are you a game changer? And initially, I was literally falling out of the runs because the men were running 6 and 7 minute miles, and I could not run that fast. So I was always the last person. They always had to wait on me. Nobody thought I would make it, but I stayed the course and I stayed in. So we get to the point where we're at one of our last challenges and we go compete. I got to wrap this up because we only have but 15 minutes. And Tuskegee University goes to our regional Ranger Challenge. So we had Tuskegee University, Auburn University, Troy University, and Auburn University at Montgomery. I was the only female there out of all the teams. So we have to do a 5K run, and we are in full BDUs or battle dress uniforms. We have a rucksack of over 30 pounds on our back. We have our weapon, also known as a rifle. You had to hold it out in front. It wasn't on a sling. And we were wearing a Kevlar, you know, the metal Army helmet. And so we're running this thing, and I'm just about to give up. But what's so crazy now is the platoon sergeant who laughed at me at the beginning and told me I couldn't make it is now running behind me saying, go, Williams, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. And they have this van behind me because, you know, the van is to pick up the stragglers, the people who don't make it. So, of course, who do you think they put the van behind? Well, Rossi, because she's the only female. So the van is behind me, and they're saying, drink water, Williams, drink water, because, you know, you got your canteens on your belt and everything. And I said, no, if I stop to drink water, I'll fall out. So they're throwing water at me, pouring water, I'm drinking water. And just as I really felt like I was going to give up, I surmounted this hill, and when I came over the hill, all of my team, all of the guys, are standing up, come on, Rossi, and yelling and screaming. And when I made it across the line, I looked back. I had beaten some of the guys. Then in front of all of Tuskegee University's Army ROTC, I stood there and they put that beret on my head. The first female to ever make the Ranger team in Tuskegee's history. A game changer. Now, the journey that I just gave you was from when I first went to basic training at Fort Dix. The day the bus pulled up and the drill sergeants charged the bus, and I couldn't even do one push-up. And that's why they told me pain is the fear leaving your body, because they kept me in the front leaning rest doing push-ups until I could make one good push-up. All the way to the journey of me becoming the first Ranger, obtaining my bachelor's in nursing from Tuskegee, and using that as a springboard to be an attorney today. Now take that to the scripture that I read for you this morning. The Israelites were at war with the Philistines, and they had this giant named Goliath. And in between the place where the Israelites and the Philistines were camped, there was a valley. And every day, for 40 days, Goliath would come out and he would taunt the Israelites, come on out and fight, come on out and fight. But they were so afraid of Goliath that they wouldn't come out and fight. One day, Jesse, David's daddy, sent David out to the camp because David had older brothers who were part of the army. And he sent David with food. And while David was there, he heard Goliath come and taunt the Israelites. And David asked, well, why won't you guys go fight? What's the issue here? And they said, we're afraid. So then David says, well, I'm not afraid. You know, God is on my side. I'll fight him. Everybody dismissed David, and they laughed at him. You're only a young kid. But someone then went to King Saul and conveyed what David had said. And so Saul, desperate to win this war, called David in and said, well, you're only a young kid. You can't fight this fight. But David said, well, let me tell you something, Saul. One time I fought a lion. Another time I fought a bear, and I won because my God gives the victory into my hands. So Saul said, I'll let you go out and fight this battle, but let me give you our armor. David replied, I can't fight with that. That stuff is too heavy. I don't need all of that stuff to go out and do this. Let me do this my way, and let me just go out under the strength of the Lord. So David went out, and when he got to Goliath, when he got to the game, Goliath mocked him. What is this, a little dog, a tick, a flea, that they've sent out a grasshopper to fight against me? You come out with nothing but a slingshot? That's not how we play the game. This is war. You should have armor. You should be trembling. You should have your whole army behind you because you're facing the giant. But David felt confident because he knew that he was a game changer. So David utilized a slingshot. A new, inappropriate, inadequate, insufficient type of equipment and defeated Goliath and changed the game. I want to encourage you this morning as we prepare to go into prayer that you can be a game changer. The pain of changing the game, the ridicule, the mockery, being laughed at, being taunted, being teased, everything that you will go through to accomplish that destiny and that purpose to do a new thing is nothing but fear leaving your body. You stepping out on faith. You stepping out like Peter on the water. You approaching that insurmountable task. Your opposition, your enemy, with nothing but a slingshot, is really the sound of fear leaving your body because you're now stepping out under the strength of the Lord. Let's go into prayer. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask, Lord, that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Father, that you would encourage us this morning, that perfect love, your strength, casteth out fear, and that we no longer have to be afraid of the opposition of our own destiny. We don't have to be afraid that we are inadequate, insufficient, that the tools of our warfare are not enough. But if we, Lord God, will stand like David, if we will say, I don't need everything else that everybody else says I have to have, but rather I'm a game changer. I'm going to do this thing my way. I'm going to step out on faith, and I'm going to understand that everything I go through during this journey is nothing but the sound of pain, nothing but the sound of defeat leaving my body. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you to encourage everyone on this broadcast this morning. Help us not to be afraid, not to walk around in fear, but to understand that the victory has already been given and the battle is already won. Now come on, and I want you to say, Lord, I believe that I am victorious. Everybody, the lines are muted. Repeat after me, I believe that I am victorious. In Jesus' name, let us all say amen. Praise the Lord. Let me give you our announcement. Stay in the spirit and in your task for today. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Make sure that you tune in tonight for my You Be the Jury broadcast at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is sponsored by my law office, and you have gotten motivated this morning on Morning Motivation. Tonight at 6:30, you will be able to get educated and get heard. This is our season closer until September, so you do not want to miss it. More information is available on my law office website at callrossiwilliams.com. callrossiwilliams.com. It is the hottest 30 minutes in talk radio, and we actually let you call in or tune in online, and you will comment with other callers, also known as jurors, on tonight's hot off the press topic. So set your reminder for 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and then just go to the callrossiwilliams.com website. Additionally, I want you to share today's Morning Motivation broadcast with others. The website is feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, our topic for this morning is, are you a game changer? Pain is nothing but the fear leaving your body. Your task for today is to change the game. Face your opponent. Stand firm and do not fear, but do something extraordinary. Change the game today. I love you. I'll see you tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and then in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. Be blessed today. Change the game. Set the standards. It's just the sound of fear leaving your body.